Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. What do we have? We have a full plate today, an array of three different tasty dishes just for you. Dish number one, which is an appetizer, it's called the Cop versus the Woman video, okay, in which a cop there to come on a call of a man who was violent and obviously under the influence of drugs, was approached by a woman who's telling him he's doing his job the wrong way. The cops don't need 10 people there. Basically, she starts haranguing him and baiting him and saying things like, the guy on who's got the drug situation going on, she says, he doesn't have to talk to you, you know. And obviously she keeps haranguing him. She's trying to call him out, and that's exactly what happened, and it worked for her. And after he called her bad names, which we do not approve of, we said that that's not the right thing to do, and there should be some punishment, but it should be minor. So after he does that, you're going to be viral. Everybody with a telephone with a camera on it, which is virtually everybody, looking for that moment, that picture, the moment, okay? So I'm asking you how you feel about it. My sympathies are with the cop. They send the cop out with very little support, budgets being cut, cops being shot, cops having Molotov cocktails thrown at them, and what, he said bad words? Not exactly at the top of my list for punishment. So I'm asking how you feel about it. And then we also have wearing a mask. People want to know, should I wear a mask, should I not? I wear a mask every time I'm out of the house, which is three times. And Bernadette wears a mask all the time. And she is hauntingly attractive in it. Okay? In fact, when I see her, I say, you couldn't be lovelier than wearing that mask. And so I want your opinion. And then back to school. Hey, now we don't know why. But we do know who. According to this survey in the Buffalo News, 68% of parents and students and staff, which is just about everybody, want schools to reopen in the fall. How do you feel about it? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to line one. That would be Christine. Christine, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
Great topics.
Thank you. Thank you.
Start with the young lady.
Okay.
Loosely. I would have one question for her. If that particular individual who was under the influence was coming at her or attacking her or threatening her, who would she call?
Good point.
Well, who
we understand that the guy who was under drugs had beat up his wife. He was showing violence, and so that's why they sent a lot of cops.
Right. So who would this young lady call? She'd call the same people that she's disrespecting, and everybody's videoing it because they want their 15 minutes of fame at the cost of our fine policemen. It's a disgrace.
It really is. There's no respect for cops anymore because they're looking on television and seeing cities taken over when nothing is done. Nobody's arrested that we know of. Now, the president says he's arrested, not he, but the department has arrested over 100 anarchists, and I'd like to see how they proceed through the court system.
They get a slap on the wrist. And that's the other point. Why is every Democratic mayor and governor and those states that the numbers are going up are not blaming the protesters?
Well, because they don't want to. They encourage it. And a question we always have is, does every Democrat think exactly alike? Or are they so afraid to be an individual that they just don't give any counter opinions? Any Democrat you see interviews, they all say the same thing. They don't support the police at all. They don't support the country at all.
And my take on it is they want the president to make the first call with the National Guard and everything. So then they can turn around and blame him for any bloodshed that happens when he's trying to bring law and order back to these states.
Here's what I think would happen. If he did that with the National Guard or whatever, and there were some unfortunate incidents, I think he'd have a lot of support from the general population. I think you're right. He doesn't want to be the one that manufactures the photo opportunity for the Democrats to use. But this is bigger than that. Like, I'm surprised he hasn't called a national emergency yet. But he hasn't. And I think he should. I think this has to be dealt with or it's going to get bigger.
Correct. Absolutely. My family lives in Seattle. It's a nightmare.
Oh, wow. It's a beautiful city, and now what's going to happen to their real estate values, and people aren't going to want to buy houses. They won't be able to sell houses, and it's losing its tourism attraction. Not a lot of good things happening.
Not at all, and the property values are going down already. As far as the mask, I believe that was the other.
Yep.
Again, Cuomo, first of all, coming up with this air conditioner thing yesterday was amazing. But he, again, wants the president to make it official. Again, making an order to wear masks, because then again, the president looks bad in the light, and they'll play on it. Well, look at that. The president's making you wear a mask, even though you don't want to wear a mask. He's wrong no matter what he does. And Cuomo just kind of keeps pushing it over to the federal government, who helped him so much during this.
He was begging on his knees to get help, and suddenly ships were arriving. The Javits Center was converted. Turns out he way overestimated on those ventilators and things like that. But they showed up, and the president supplied them. And then what happens? He starts bad-mouthing the president.
Oh, yeah.
What a punk he is.
And you know what else, Sandy? He didn't, when he was supposed to be his last press conference,
yeah,
he thanked everybody, but he never thanked the president of the federal government who supplied him with all those things, who made our state safe. Never.
It's amazing. Well, he's been doing like a rock star. He's been doing the circuit trying to gather up all of the great applause he got on those early press conferences, but he's still doing it. The time is over. He should leave that stage. Thank you. Yep. I always appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Let's go to line two. That would be Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Hey, I tell you what, it's just amazing. Old Conrad... hypocrite there. He walks into Roswell with his 400 armed state troopers to tell everybody, without a mask on, and now he wants the president to tell everybody to wear a mask.
Well, he's squeezing every moment of fame he can get, and he's bragging about New York State. And there are some things in the COVID thing that wasn't to brag about. In Texas, they got ticked off at him, and they got tired of him bad-mouthing Texas. And the lieutenant governor said he can say what he wants, but our death rate percentage, New York State is 20 times higher than Texas.
Right.
And you'll notice he never mentions the nursing home thing.
Oh.
He makes everything sound like somebody else's fault.
Well, yeah, it's Trump's fault. I mean, you know, he's a Democrat. That's not Trump's fault. And another thing, that gal, I'm sorry that policeman said what he said to her. I would have said, I'm so happy that you're able to count that high.
Oh, yeah. Well, she is interfering with him being, he's on duty. He's there on a call, and she's using his valuable time up. And so she baits him, and she baited him, and he bit on it. And I'm surprised he's a lieutenant. I'm surprised. I'm sure he's been baited before. But I think the worst that should happen to him is a slap on the wrist. I don't think he's been suspended without pay. I think that should end ASAP and get him back on the job. What he said was wrong, no question about that, but it's not the end of the world. You know, nobody dissolved into dust because of it.
It's too bad she couldn't have been arrested for harassment.
Well, yeah, you know, there have to be harassment laws, and she was harassing him. There's no question about that.
Definitely. Oh, what's wrong with this world, Sandy? It's crazy.
It is crazy. We sit here at night, and we see what's happened during the day, and it's nuts. And it should have been an hour ago in New York City, the council meeting, because there was a big protest outside, in which the proposal to cut $1 billion from the police budget. And they were outside with their usual signs and noise and all that stuff. So I don't know if they pass it or not. But I don't know how you run a department when you cut $1 billion from it.
Well, you give it all to social workers.
Yeah, you call a social worker, and they come over and hold your hand and tell you, did you have a bad childhood, Johnny? All right, thank you. Let's go to John. I mentioned Johnny. This is John in Lancaster on line 4. John, you're on WBEN.
Hello, how are you today?
I couldn't be better, John. What's on your mind?
So I want to talk about masks.
Okay.
Enough about what happened with the cop in Buffalo yet to make a comment on it.
Okay.
About it.
Sure.
With masks, they so we'll go with the theory that they work. So if they work, I don't need to wear mine because they're wearing theirs. So if they have theirs on, they can't give me COVID-19, and if I have it, I can't give it to them because their masks work.
That's a good point, because that's the way they've been sold, as they really protect somebody else from if you sometimes you aspirate, and when you do, spittle comes out, as sometimes microscopic, and it keeps that from happening. It doesn't keep you from getting something from somebody else.
So case in point, with the way they have sit-down restaurants in Western New York now.
Yeah.
Wear it till you sit down, and then when you sit down, you can take it off. But now your server comes over to you and they have their mask on. And you don't have to wear your mask anymore because you're sitting down, because their mask works. So
that's true.
I'm sitting with my wife. If she got it, she already got it. But I can't give it to the server, and server can't give it to me. So if I choose not to wear my mask anymore. And two other points. I don't want to fight with people. But two other points. With the mask. If they ask you to have your mask on and I tell you I can't wear my mask because of medical reasons, you can't ask me what my medical thing is because of
HIPAA.
And yep.
Because of the HIPAA rules on privacy, sure.
And then the other thing is I can't wear a mask because I have a carry conceal permit. You tell that to anybody, they're not asking you any more questions.
Well, that's right. I have a carry conceal permit myself, but I wear the mask anyway, so that works out pretty good. Hey, you brought up some really good points, John. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. She's on line 3. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'd never wear a mask unless you wanted me to, Ann. Actually, I wear them all the time. What's going on today?
That girl with the that young lady with the police officer, they should have left anything. They should have locked her. He said the wrong thing. He shouldn't have said it, but he did say it. And she got away scot-free with it, and she shouldn't have. That's the first thing. You know, police is having a hard time now, and we have to pray for them. The next thing is the mask. I don't like masks. I don't like them for the simple reason that nobody knows why they're wearing them. We know what Como and the rest of these fools telling us. So we go along with the program. I don't think this stuff, I don't think they start or stop anything. I think it's going to take the will of God to stop what.
You think it's like psychological? You don't think it has a real effect?
No, I don't. I really don't. And as far as the school is concerned, I think they all should be in school because the longer they stay out, the dumber they're going to get.
Words to live by, Ann. The longer they stay out, the dumber they're going to get. That's beautiful. Hey, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. You know, you can't beat that. Got to end the call on a high note. That's a high note right there. She hit it right away. That was very good from Ann. The longer they're out, the dumber they get. Yeah, that's probably true, too. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930 with Beach and Company. And let's see, it's just right in the middle of whether I should take a call or not. So let's go to Facebook. We haven't used any, and we got a lot of them. Mr. Beamer, what do you got?
All right, let's go first to the Buffalo cop in the video that we were just talking about. And Sue says, both were in the wrong. Neither should have even spoken at one another. The girl should not have approached the officer, and the officer should have ignored the girl when he realized that all she was doing was baiting him.
Now, what's she going to do, this girl, if she's traveling along on a highway and she's a little bit over speed and they pull her over? Is she going to be mouthy like that to the next cop? Because this cop just said some bad words. I mean, you don't know. Everybody's on edge right now. I think the key is Aretha Franklin gave us the car, the key. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. The policeman or policewoman have a badge. They have authority. And they have a job to do. And if you don't like it, that's a problem. Take it to their superiors, if you will. But they have an important job to do. And they're just ahead of us. They're the only ones between us and the anarchists. Okay, if they're not there, I'm not counting on calling a social worker to take care of this guy who just broke my front window and is rummaging through my house. I don't need that. I need a cop. And if I can't get a cop, you know what I need. I need a gun.
That's when we all turn into Doc Holliday. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I'll be your Huckleberry. And Doc Holliday never had an AR-15. Even just the AR and not the full auto version, just the AR, semi-automatic, one pull, one shot. But you have a right to defend yourself and a right to defend property. You keep under control, call the cops first so that they have a chance to get there, and then you have a right to defend your home and yourself. They haven't taken that away yet, even in New York. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. A lot to talk about today. The cop versus the woman video, in which the cop did say something inappropriate, no question about that. But I think on the whole, as an event, she was goading him. She was looking for something to have on her camera so she could go online and post it. Because she said, now you're viral, like na-na-na-na-na-na, like a little spoiled brat. That's basically it. Do I agree with what he called her? No, of course not. You got to be more professional than that. But I do think that under the circumstances, there's got to be some situations where you have to understand the kind of pressure that these cops are working with. Let's go to line five. Richard in Lockport. Richard, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, why doesn't the America recognize this individual that baited the Buffalo cop as a lowlife?
Yeah, I think like I said, spoiled brat, but there are other adjectives, I assume, that could be properly used.
Come on. And that cop can say anything he wants. He's in the heat of the battle. Come on.
Yeah, well, for her to criticize how they were handling a call, she has no background, as best we know, in law enforcement. And then she's educating the lieutenant she's talking to on the fact that the perp in this case, which had just beaten up his wife, according to information we have, and was showing violence, and he was obviously under the influence of drugs. While he was doing that, she's telling him that, you know, he doesn't have to talk to you. Like she's his lawyer or something. She was just a hindrance. She was in the way. And I don't think the cop should have been suspended. He should have had a talking to, and that's it.
Yeah, one other thing, Sandy. Do you remember the Rolling Stones hired the Hells Angels for some kind of crowd control?
In Altamont, yeah.
Okay. I'd hire them, and I'd pay them top dollar to come in and take care of these homegrown terrorists.
There was a word that the Angels were heading to Seattle, but I don't know if they ever got there, and I don't know how far they got. But I think eventually you might get down to stuff like this. It's pretty sad. I'd rather have the cops, obviously. But if suddenly we dissolve police departments and we need somebody, I mean, what are you going to do? Who's going to raise their hand and step forward? I think when it becomes between us and them, that's it. It's us protecting our own homes against those who want to burn it down and loot it. That's when the you-know-what's going to hit the fan.
And one other thing. In my opinion, Hillary, Barack, and the Soros, and all those other cast of characters are behind all this.
I think Barack Obama is a main person behind this. Simply for 8 years, we heard in every damn speech he made that how come they have something you don't have? And that's what this is. When they were beating up the old man, he had something they didn't have. When the husband and wife came out of that house that they have, that they threatened to burn down, kill them, and kill their pets, until the guy and his wife went in and got guns, he an AR-15 and she a small handgun, then they left. That's what it was, because those people didn't have a house like that, so they're going to come in and terrorize these people. That's got to stop. That has to stop. And I don't give a damn who's running for president. I don't care what the optics are. You have a right to feel safe in your own home. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Hey, the mask, Sandy. The mask.
Oh, the mask. I forgot. How about the mask? Yes, go ahead.
I wear it 100% of the time. It's just common sense. The mist and the droplets, they're flying all over the place, and I can't stand these individuals that have the mask below their nose. Come on, the mist. And
yeah, that's kind of missing the point. I have a mask that Bernie made me. It looks exactly like Brad Pitt. So that when she wants me to wear the mask all the time.
Yeah.
So that I don't take any chances. I have the indoor Brad Pitt, the outdoor Brad Pitt.
Are you thinking of getting a Donald Trump mask?
I'll always wear a Trump mask. Sure, you're not going to scare me off of it. Yes, I'll have the hair and the whole thing. Be good to have hair again. Okay, thanks for the call. Buzzy, what do you got for Facebook for us?
Well, first, just want to point out, this was brought to my attention, that the girl that was in the video claims on her Facebook page that after everything that we saw in the video happened, the officer followed her and then pulled her over for valid reasons. According to her post, he also followed us. We were stopped for valid reasons. It's concerning that he waited to follow us so he could catch us making a mistake to further intimidate us. So that might be where the investigation is going. Just thought I'd pass that along.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll report it when we have it. What else you got for Facebook?
All right. Since we ended with the mask, let's talk about masks. This one, also very popular on Facebook. Jerry said, if it's to protect those around me when I step out, when I go somewhere public, I will wear a mask. But I think it's up to the states, not the federal government, to do a blanket law.
Well, look at Jim Carrey. He wore a mask.
Good movie. Great movie.
Very good. Yes. Okay. Another one, please.
Teresa says, she's on the other side of this, that masks are stupid. She doesn't think they're preventing anything. It's just government control, which I've never understood that argument, Sandy, but I thought I would give both sides of the argument on the Facebook
page.
Well,
masks are stupid. I don't know if there's any intelligence expected of a mask. You know what I mean? In fact, you could say you're as dumb as a mask. And I think that would be a legitimate complaint.
Especially if you're talking to me, yes.
Yeah, I think people ought to really have masks that say something. Like maybe a mask with a tongue hanging out of it. A real tongue. Like you go to the butcher shop and get a cow tongue or something and stick it out of your mask. Have a little fun while you're masking. What do you think?
Yeah, I think wearing a mask, though, while you're by yourself walking down the street, that might be a little bit ridiculous.
It's a little much.
Sitting in, driving around in your car by yourself. Basically, if you're going to be close to someone, yeah, you should have a mask on. But if you're not, yeah, you really don't need to.
Yeah, that's true. And outdoors is much better than indoors because the slight breeze dissipates all of the things that are in there. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Let's go to line one, and that would be Tim in Ripley. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to offer a little bit different perspective in regards to the young lady who supposedly, was on that video.
Okay.
Be a cop. So here's the deal. Anytime you make an arrest, it's always multiple charges when you write the deposition up. There's it's a violation. It's not a misdemeanor, but it's an arrestable offense. It's called disorderly conduct. And simple fact of the matter is you can articulate anything for it. So I didn't see the whole video, but understand this. If he asked her to step away the second or third time, I would immediately put her under arrest. I know it's not a bad, it's probably a bad view for the Buffalo PD, but you could articulate, especially there's so many cops there to back up the deposition, and she could be a total social justice warrior in that case, but place her under arrest, let our wonderful DA, if he wants to drop the charges, figure it out from there. But I agree he should not have said what he said, but, when you ask her to step back, second or third time, you can articulate where, especially if the guy was on drugs, you don't know if he was on crystal meth, whatever, that was a safety issue. So,
Yeah, and we have been told that this guy had beat up his wife just before this incident. So cops had reason to believe he was violent and on drugs, and she had no business coming in and taking charge of the alleged crime scene.
And as far as additional charges, you could do hindering an investigation, which disorderly conduct is only a violation. But hindering the course of an investigation is a misdemeanor. Depending on what level, it could be Class D or Class E misdemeanor, which is a low level. And if they made an arrest, it could be hindering an arrest, which, again, is another misdemeanor.
So, well, thank you for that info. Are you a lawyer? You seem to be very well-versed on this stuff.
Well, I used to be a cop before I went active duty in the military. Again, and my only concern is, where is the police union on this, with this guy getting suspended without pay?
That's true. And remember the other guy there that they just barely touched, that suddenly it was the push heard around the world, and they barely shoved him. So they got a lot of stuff going on. And I think everybody now is thinking about the optics of every situation. How will this look? I think when you're doing a job like a cop has to do, where it could be life and death at any stop, any time, you can't be thinking of the optics. You got to be thinking of the safety and the right way to do it. But the optics shouldn't be there. Same with the DA, same with the police. And you're right, where are the police union? Hey, thanks for wearing both uniforms, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. So that takes care of Tim and Ripley. Ella is on line three. Line three, Ella, you're on WBEN.
I guess so. Thank you, Sandy.
Hey, Ella, thank you for that book you sent me. I finally got stuff that was at the station, got sent over to me. And thank you for that book. I'm going to try to read it this weekend.
It's a very good book.
Good. Well, what's on your mind today, Ella?
Well, I can't say what I feel over the air, but we need to realize that being a police officer is no joke. And that's a very difficult job. I think the woman was way out of line. And everybody is under such stress because we are really in deep trouble. And I think everybody's losing their buttons.
Yeah, I think, seriously, there are times when I think, is this person insane? Because it's not anything that's doable. It's not logical. They keep coming up with things like that you don't even want to discuss because they're so out there.
And we used to respect each other, Andy, but you don't see that anymore.
No, now you cops. When I grew up, a man wore a badge. You respected that,
and you were beat.
Yeah. He represents authority. Now, most young people go through a period where they resent authority. I think we all have. But the bottom line is, you can't be there pecking away at them when they're trying to do their job. Are they going to be followed by 20 people with their cameras out?
But like I say, we're in such deep trouble. We should be working together.
Well, we should. And Ella, you've seen it all. And you've seen examples where we have worked together, certainly. And we can do it again, but it doesn't seem like there's a taste for it.
No.
But right now, I'm thinking of doing a show. I really am. I haven't decided if I will yet. What poses more potential danger for the United States, the Communist Party or the Democrats? And I'm not joking. I'm really serious about this. So it's possible within a couple of days I might do that show.
Now, as for the mask business, I mean, you should do what's best to help all people. But I don't think it should be mandated. I think everybody should make up their own mind.
Do you have a mask?
No, because I never get out.
Oh, you don't go out, so you don't need a mask.
Sandy, I've been housebound for 20 years.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long. But so you can watch the world through the window on the TV set, basically?
Right. And the ironic, not ironic, I do believe there's a God that controls our lives. because I never got sick till after my husband died.
Oh, wow.
And I was caretaker for 20 years.
I told last time you were on, and then shortly after that, Ann was on, and I told Ann that the two of you, I get more requests of people who want to know about the two of you, and it's always a welcome call.
Thank you, and I wish, my generation, it was the greatest generation. Sandy, we never had any credit cards. We never bought anything until we paid for it.
Yeah, people used to save up for it. My mother had a Christmas club, which was a savings account.
Right.
And every payday, she'd go up there and put like $5 in it. And then just before Christmas, she'd take it out and she'd have money for shopping. There were no credit cards. You're right. You saved for it until you could afford it. And then once they started buying on credit, that started all the credit stuff. And we got a lot of debt sitting out there hiding beneath the plastic. Okay. Thank you, Ella. Always good to talk to you. Thank you for the call. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, give me a couple of Facebooks. I didn't have time for another call.
All right, Sandy, we will go with Patrick. And Patrick says, you know what? If we all wear a mask and the science is right, we can get back to somewhat of a normal. Yes, a mask is annoying. Yes, I hate the way I look in it. But if wearing a mask means I can go out, if wearing a mask means my friend's business can finally open, my friend's gym can finally open, then I'm all for wearing a mask. I agree with Patrick, except for one thing. I like the way I look in a mask. People say I look better.
Let me ask both of you guys this. Regarding which is the bigger abnormality in our lives right now? The virus or the riots? What do you think?
Ooh. Let me see. I'm going to say for us, it would be the virus because we're not seeing as much of the protesting going on in Western New York. So I would go with virus.
Yeah, we have to see it on the news or listen to it on the news. How about you, Buzzy? Which is worse?
I mean, I think they both play into each other, right? You know, the virus, we were all stuck at home. And then we saw the riots. So instead of maybe being out on a Friday and Saturday when we saw some of the most extensive coverage of these riots, I mean, even network television was breaking into their programming. We were all stuck home. Nothing was open yet. And we were seeing the effects of these riots for a few days. So I think they're both just abnormalities that I hope we don't ever see again.
And there's a thing called the perfect storm. And the perfect storm means that all of the elements are in line to make it the worst event it can possibly be. I think we're in a perfect storm now in America because the riots and the protests and all that are being made worse by the fact that we're all on a short fuse because our lives have been upended. Well, that about wraps it up. And we'll see you tomorrow at 9, unless that doesn't happen, but it should happen. So we'll see you at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.